Time once again for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Merry Christmas, Jack. Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you, Denny. And this morning it looks like Christmas out there.
Yes, it does indeed. And it looks like not a bad week as far as folks traveling or maybe doing a little Christmas shopping. And what do you have in mind today?
Well, you know, a gift for a wine lover.
Traveling or maybe doing a little Christmas shopping. And what do you have in mind today?
Well, you know, a gift for a wine lover probably is the easiest person in the world to buy for. There's so many things that they want and need, or they want and really don't need, but they have them anyway. Glasses, for example. No one ever has enough wine glasses. You can have special flutes for champagne, or you can have all-purpose glass. That's one I kind of like to have because you can use it for everything all the time. And but nothing says a more welcoming thing than looking at a table. If you're invited to a dinner party and there's two or three wine glasses on the table, well, your anticipation goes up quite a bit. So many glasses, I think you can overdo it. Like I say, I like to use an all-purpose for almost everything. But those pretty glasses do adorn the table beautifully, and they make great gifts. And don't forget, if you have a friend that's a boater, give them some of those glasses that don't have stems on them. You know, stems on boats are wobbly, and if you just have the stemless wine goblets, they're perfect for boaters. And for friends that have swimming pool, get them some wonderful plastic glasses. I remember once going to a friend's house and wondering why he had those Baccarat glasses by the pool. I went, they were plastic. They just looked like Baccarat. But anyway, wine totes are another great thing. A picnic tote, a wine carrier, whether it's one or six bottles, are handy as can be, especially if you're going on a picnic or you're going to someplace where you want to bring a bottle of wine. They're great. And you can also get those ice coolers for the inside. They aren't ice. They're coolers you put in the freezer because then you don't have to deal with ice and melting and carrying it and all that other stuff. Those coolers work just tremendously. And picnic totes, in my opinion, are absolutely great. Useful for all sorts of things. You go boating or on any outing, picnic, etc. It's a great way to tote your wine to it. And if you're a wine lover, nobody has enough wine books. One of the books I suggest everybody should have is The Wine Atlas by Hugh Johnson. He updates it constantly, and the current one even has some vineyards in China listed. They're wonderful maps showing you the wine areas of the world. You begin to understand wine when you see the wine area. You know, Chablis is a place name. Chianti is a place name. And Champagne is a place name, etc. So you pick up a little geography and you learn a little bit about it. It's really terrific. Another thing are subscriptions to different wine publications. Wine Spectator is one that comes out monthly. Pardon me. Another one is the Wine Advocate. Decanter Magazine is an English publication, but it's absolutely the Bible. And, you know, all these can be given online, too. So you can get it right on your computer. You don't have to deal with the magazines or anything else. The subscriptions, online subscriptions, are available. And carafes are handy as can be. I was telling someone at a dinner the other night, they said they were allergic to sulfites. I said, one way to get rid of sulfites is to decant the wine back and forth three or four times. It aerates the wine, and if you pour it from one carafe to another carafe, or from the bottle to a carafe, but then the problem pouring it back in the bottle without a funnel. But that will dissipate any sulfites that are in the wine, and that's a lot of fun. Speaking of fun, wine gadgets and gimmicks are really a lot of fun. I think there's one out right now called the Chirpy Top, and when you pour it, it whistles like a bird. I think it's very funny and a delightful little whimsical sort of thing to have. We talked a few weeks ago about corkscrews. No one ever has enough corkscrews, but whatever you do, please resist getting one that injects CO2 in bottles. I've seen too many horrible accidents in my life from those gas-injected corkscrews. Just get yourself a Rather one. There's one called the Rabbit Corkscrew that is much like the Scruple I endorsed a couple of weeks ago. The Rabbit is no-fail, and it's easy to use, and it's great. And while we're on gadgets, the Rabbit Flip Pourer is another one. It actually seals the bottle up, and then you can pour out of the open bottle. They're handy as could be. Also, along with that, are the wine carafes that you can stuff in a bottle, a Vacuvin. It's where you pump the air out of the wine, and then you put in their cork sealer, and so the wine is sealed and stays just as fresh as when you first got it, and you can pour out of it. They're really terrific. It's called the Rabbit Flip Pour, and of course those Vacuvins are very handy as well. You can give somebody a membership, for example, in a wine club or in a rewards program in a wine store. Those would make great gifts, as do just plain gift cards from a wine shop. Let them pick their own. I like to personalize wine if I'm giving it, maybe adding a recipe or explaining it's a discovery of yours, or put it in an attractive pasta bowl or something like that. Or if you can combine the wine with pasta or cheese or chocolate. Yeah, you heard me right, chocolate. Chocolate's a great thing. Cabernet Sauvignon, when I first heard try it with chocolate, I thought, who are they kidding? Cabernet Sauvignon chocolate could, well, what an awakening. They go together just beautifully. And wines of the different regions, if you have an area you like, perhaps you like Oregon wine, give a friend a couple of bottles of your latest discovery from Oregon or Washington, or even from here in Minnesota, Chile, New Zealand. The list goes on and on. Your favorite Napa wine, your favorite Sonoma. Makes a great, great gift. And we talk all the time about Wine Away. I think whoever invented that ought to get a Nobel Prize. It is the absolutely renommée of wine eradicator. You spill any wine on yourself, and if you've got some of this Wine Away handy, you squirt it on right away, that stain will be gone in no time at all. It's really just a remarkable thing, and it's a great stocking stuffer for the wine lover on your list. Unusual discoveries in other areas are good, too. We discovered a couple of years ago a new liqueur called Luisa. It's a combination of pecan, caramel, and coffee. And no one who's ever tasted it hasn't said that is the best coffee liqueur I have ever tasted. And it really is. It's called Luisa, and it's a combination of caramel, coffee, and pecan. And it's really worth going after. So is Nocino, which is a walnut liqueur, and all the eau de vies in the world. Eau de vie really translates water of life, and you can get raspberry and cherry, and then they even have pears inside of bottles. It's just great. If you like sparkling wine, why not give them an assortment of sparkling wine? Something, a cava from Italy, maybe a Prosecco. I'm sorry, cava from Spain, and maybe a Prosecco from Italy, a Cremant from France. Speaking of that, YO, which is one of our favorite Cremants, just got 92 points in the Decanter magazine in London because it's a very, very good sparkling wine. It's the closest thing to champagne I have ever found, and it's a fraction of the price of champagne. And as we talked a couple of weeks ago, champagne is in very, very short supply this year. So whether your favorite is Veuve Clicquot or Dom Perignon, get those as soon as possible for New Year's, because there just is a dreadful, dreadful shortage of those. And it's a combination of things. It's they had a horrible frost, and they only had part of a crop, maybe less than 50%. And then just human greed. A lot of those big champagne houses are holding out, or they're raising the prices, etc. And but at the moment, champagne, real French champagne, is almost an allocated item. It's just a tough thing. But if you find some, it certainly makes a wonderful gift. A new varietal Maybe you've discovered a new varietal, Vermentino from Italy, or maybe from France, Viognier. Viognier is one of my favorite white wines, other than Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc. And the Viognier, there's a Laforge Viognier that comes from the Midi area of France that is absolutely delicious and not terribly expensive. It's under $20, and it makes a wonderful gift to discover and show somebody. Another one, of course, is you have some friend that has a sweet tooth, maybe give them an assortment of sweet wines, a Tokaj from Hungary, a Sauternes from France, a late harvest from Germany, and maybe an ice wine from Canada, would all go together to make a wonderful sweet wine gift for somebody who really is into that. And as I said, these new discoveries are great, especially nowadays. There's so many places that I said, maybe you have a New Mexican sparkling wine you like, or you want to try a Croatian wine. There's a good one called Corta Katarina. It is owned by folks from Minneapolis, the Anderson family, and it is really the best expression of Croatian wines I have ever tasted. Corta Katarina, it's really unusual. And like I said, when you share these discoveries of wine like that, it's so personal, I believe, when you're giving gifts to do that. And along those lines, I've created Jack Farrell's Case for Christmas. It's 12 wines that I have discovered this year, and I write up a little blurb about each one of the 12 wines. I put a couple of recipes in there and make food suggestions to go with them. This year, the 12 bottles are Chianti Reserva from Bomfi. Marinaras are old friends of mine going back almost 50 years before they had Villa Bomfi or Castello Bomfi, and I was blown away this fall by their Chianti Reserve. It really is good. Speaking of Italy, we got another Natalie Berga Prosecco Rosé. Rosé is Proseccos are relatively new. The appellation is less than 2 years old, and you want a sparkling rosé, they are delicious. And then I put in their Gearbox Chardonnay, which is Kathy Farrell's favorite, Tobias Formation Cabernet Sauvignon. Tobias is Rick Foreman's son, and his Cabernet, I think, matches all the ones that are so hard to get. It's delicious. Charles Vigneault Chablis, a crisp Chablis, was perfect with oysters. Bouvray Lillet, which is a Chenin Blanc that goes perfectly with Turkot. And then we've talked about Malbec and how good it is with barbecue. Well, our Gary Bay Malbec is wonderful. I have a little Cote de Rhone in there, and if you're having roast chicken, this little Cote de Rhone would go perfectly with it. And for Zinfandel lovers, I put in Windstorm, just a marvelous Zinfandel that I just discovered this last year. And for rosé lovers, I put Mado from Provence. Comes with a wonderful reusable decanter, plus the wine is just stunning. And then my very good friend Philippe Marchand made a Pinot Noir that was just absolutely terrific. And if you like fishing, Muscadet is a must to have with shore lunch or the first walleye of the season. So there you are. It's 12 bottles of wine. Jack Farrell's Case for Christmas. Inside, you'll find better description than I've just given now of each wine, and along with recommendations of different foods to go with them, and I've even thrown in a few recipes. Makes a great gift for the wine lover. Makes a great gift for yourself. Treat yourself and share my wine discoveries of this last year.
Oh, I personally love it too, Jack. And some great gift ideas. Let's get everybody to join in and come to any one of the Haskell's locations.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's absolutely love to talk about wine. They'll marry. They can't cook the meal for you, but they can make the meal special by marrying a perfect wine to go with whatever you're fixing. And best of all, they can do it at a very, very good price. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars in Christmas shop on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, there's a Haskell's in Excelsior, there's a Haskell's in Faribault right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Superstore is not to be missed, 22,000 square feet of wines. Minneapolis has free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com and you can see our holiday sale, winter sale, full catalog is online, and all of these different things, foods, recipes, etc., are available at that site. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver.
And again, Jack, Merry Christmas to you and your family and all the good folks at Haskell's. And we'll talk to you 2 weeks from today.
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny, and a very Merry Christmas to you and a Merry Christmas to all our wonderful WCCO listeners.
Jack Farrell.